Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. You might be wondering why I'm not attending a lecture right now or studying for my exams, but the truth is that I found a new purpose in life. You always told me growing up that I should follow my passions, that I should do something that I was passionate about, something that made me happy. And after spending a few weeks at uni, I found my passion. I found my calling in life. I was at a party, actually. I had just taken my very first exam, you see, and I worked my ass off. I was gonna be the top of my class. I knew I was smarter than anyone there, and I was going to show it to them. I did some digging, and it turns out that I got the second highest grade ever given for that particular class. Second highest grade. I was fucking pissed. I didn't come to uni to be second. I want to be first. I want to be the best at something. I want to be perfect at something. And since uni apparently wasn't going to be that thing, I decided I was going to be the best at something else. I just didn't know what. And then, at that party, as the night slowly went on and more people started to leave, all the people that were left were becoming increasingly more uninhibited. Where people hid their glances and stares at the start of the night, now I was being ogled like a piece of meat. And, Mom and Dad, if I'm gonna be completely honest, I fucking loved it. I loved the attention. I loved feeling like the most important person in the world. Right there in that moment, I wasn't second. I wasn't number two. Everyone wanted me. More than anything else, they wanted me. I was number one. Undisputed. So I end up on the couch with 15 horny guys who were all over me. I was the only girl left. And when they started groping me, I mean, I probably could have stopped them. When one of them unzipped his pants, I probably could have stopped him. And when he opened my mouth and put his cock into me, I probably could have stopped him and gone home. But I didn't. Because it was at that very moment that I realized I'd found my passion. If I couldn't be the best student of my university, then I could be my university's biggest fucking slut instead. I'd finally found my passion. Being a three-hole cum dump and serving men. All that money that you sent to pay for my tuition went towards slutty outfits and sexy lingerie instead. And I met a group of wonderful men who helped me be the best cum dumpster that I could possibly be. They take me out to these special events to get gangbanged, they find the best glory holes in town, and they make sure that every fuckboy in this city has my number as their number one booty call. In fact, they're here right now. Can you see how fucking big their cocks are? Are you watching, Mommy? Are you proud of your daughter for getting with such fucking studs? I mean, look at this fucking cock. Why would I study and cram for exams when I could be cramming this cock down my throat instead? Are you proud of your precious daughter? Did I grow up to be the fucking cum dumpster that I know you wanted me to be? Oh, shh, you guys don't have to say anything. I mean, I've got you muted anyway. I want you to listen and watch as I show you my purpose in life. Especially you, Daddy. I want you to see what your perfect little princess has become. And when you think about it, it's all thanks to you guys. If you wouldn't have given me that advice about following my passions, I probably would have been studying by now. So thank you so much for letting me choose my own path. You guys are so sweet and supportive. Look, I love how the guys here are getting hard from knowing you'll see this. They're all such fucking nasty perverts. I love it. I love doing filthy, depraved things for men. So much more rewarding than studying. Tell me, sir, are you getting hard because I'm in this slutty outfit? Or because you know that my mommy and daddy are gonna watch their precious little princess getting her throat stretched wide open on video. That throb. Did you see that fat cock fucking throb for your daughter, Dad? God, I love cock so much. Being a whore is the best. Now I know what you're both thinking. What about your future? What about your career? Well, of course I could charge people for fucking me, but honestly, I love getting fucked by broke losers with big dicks way too much for that. So looks like you're gonna be the ones financing this little lifestyle of mine. I mean, it's either that or your daughter is going to become economically desperate and men are going to take advantage of your precious little girl. And we wouldn't want that now, would we? Anyway, I think I've given you enough of an introduction. I think it's time for you to see what my new number one passion is all about. Please fuck my throat, sir. Show mommy and daddy how you use their precious little princess as nothing more than a little cum rat. Look, mom, remember how you used to poke fun of me because I kept gagging on my toothbrush? I bet you're so proud of my newfound talents. Fuck. Sucking a cock like this makes me wonder if you've ever had a nice big cock. I wonder if you slobber and drool all over Dad's dick like this. Dad. Daddy. Do you like seeing your precious little daughter getting her throat railed by a big, strong man as you sit there, watching helplessly and powerless? I bet you secretly kind of do. I bet you're at least a little bit hard. I know I look a lot like Mom did when I was younger. I wonder if you ever thought about fucking my throat just like this. Mommy, I bet if you put your hands on Daddy's pants right now, you'd find a nice thick bulge. I can see you want to do it. Don't you shut off that recording. After all, I'm your daughter in a very sketchy room surrounded by a bunch of strange men. Surely you wouldn't click off knowing in what a vulnerable spot I am. Go ahead, Mommy. Touch Daddy's big dick. I know it's big. Is it as big as this one? Hey, you? Over there. Go on. Come over here. This, well, I don't know his name. I just know him as the guy that's gonna fuck my precious little asshole as I gag and choke on cock. Oh, Dad. You are never good at hiding your emotions. Don't be mad at these lovely gentlemen over here for the fact that you're secretly a little bit turned on by watching your daughter as she's about to get gangbanged. I can see how much fun we're having as a family right now, and I really want to keep that going. So, how about I make this interactive? Mommy dear, I think you should take Daddy's pants off. I want to see Dad's reaction to watching his precious angel getting defiled in 4K. Well, I can't hear what you're saying since, once again, you're muted, but it's completely up to you. Either Daddy takes his pants off, or this big, scary cock goes into my teeny tiny ultra tight asshole completely dry. No lube. It's gonna hurt so much, Daddy. Please just do this for me. For your precious little girl, please. I really don't want to get my little ass stretched by this big cock without lube. I mean, look at him. He's massive. Look at this giant cock about to enter your daughter's little asshole, completely raw. Please make Mommy take off your pants, Daddy. Go get that lube, handsome. But not too much. Mommy's not even doing it in a sexy way at all. Ugh. You're so lame sometimes, Mom. Learn to have a bit of fun sometimes. Lighten up. It's just your daughter getting fucked by a bunch of strangers as you watch. Chill out. Oh, Dad. You're all soft. I can't believe I don't turn you on. What do I have to do? Bounce my tits? Shake my ass? You know what? Getting my pretty butt pounded out will do both of those things for me. So go ahead, hot stuff. Fuck my tiny little asshole as my parents watch. As my precious daddy watches with his dick out. Fuck. You two, get over here. I want to stroke your cocks as I get my ass fucked, so my daddy can watch his daughter's fat fucking tits jiggle. Daddy, do you like seeing your little girl like this? I bet you do. I bet you're trying so hard to keep that big daddy dick from getting rock hard, watching me get pounded by a big strong man. Oh, do you wish it was you, Daddy? Do you wish you were the one to teach me my fucking place in life? Do you wish you could be the one to teach girls like me to exist to be nothing more than cum dumps for big strong men and their hard cocks? Oh, Mommy. Look at how much Daddy's trying to hold back. You married a filthy pervert who loves watching big dick men fuck and stretch out his own fucking daughter's tiny little holes. Don't look away, either of you. If you look away for too long, he's gonna take this dick out of my ass, and he's gonna make me suck him clean. Yeah? So you'd better fucking keep watching, unless you want your daughter to taste her own fucking ass on a stranger's cock, hmm? This really makes me think. Mommy, has Daddy ever fucked your ass? I wonder if you're a natural butt slut like me. I love anal. Did you hear that, Mom? Your daughter loves getting her fat, jiggly ass pounded by big, veiny, thick, throbbing cocks. Oh, lots and lots of them. We could be such a fun, slutty duo, Mommy. Taking cocks side by side. Fuck, I'm so wet thinking about that, Mommy. Kissing a fat, throbbing cock with our juices mixed all over it. Two generations of cock slut smeared all over his giant dick. Making out with Mommy so they can feel both our tongues swirling around their massive cock. Makes my tight little cunt fucking soaked. I bet you are too. Don't deny it. I know you're a nasty fucking cock whore just like me. Fucking unlike you, I'm not gonna let that wetness go to waste. Hey you, with the tattoos. No, the other... Yes, you. Come fuck this unprotected pussy. That's right, Mom. Want me to ask him to use a condom? Stop crying and shake your head, yes or no. Well, then take off your clothes and start fingering yourself with one hand. And stroke Daddy's dick with the other. I want you guys to feel good as you watch your daughter get gangbanged. I'm nothing if not a considerate daughter. Okay, you got it. Well, fuck me raw and make me pregnant handsome. Oh, changed your mind? Then do as I say. Oh, yes, Mommy. I can't believe you trim your pubes. I knew you were a slut just like me. I bet I got this way because of you. Doesn't that make you wet? Well, shake your head all you want. I don't care. Looks like this condom has a few tears here and there, but I'm sure it's fine. I mean, it's such a long walk to the box with condoms, so just go ahead. Fuck my unprotected little pussy. Oh, go ahead, Mommy. Stroke Dad's cock nice and fast. Oh, fuck. Dad, your cock looks so fucking good. I hope you're thinking of fucking me. Look, I'll even face the camera and open my mouth. Just imagine sticking your cock in there, Daddy. Really picture it. Your precious, darling daughter... gagging on your big daddy dick. Aubrey. What's wrong? Does he not get this hard for you, Mommy? Oh, don't worry. I'll teach you all my tricks when I come home during spring break. Some of the guys here have some major mommy issues, and have actually been role-playing as you with a couple of them. Showed them pictures of you and everything. It's really quite sweet. I bet some of these guys stroking their cocks around me are watching the screen even more than I am. Give him a little show, Mommy. Do it for your sweet, loving daughter. Come on. Fuck. Don't you slow down, Mommy. Keep rubbing that fucking cunt. I know you come easy. The walls in our house are pretty thin. Nothing would validate my lifestyle more and make me happier than to see my sweet, loving mother come her brains out as she watches her perfect little girl take cock like a cheap cum dumpster. A three-hole fuck machine. A little fuck toy. I mean, that would really make it clear to me that you support this lifestyle of mine. No matter what your expressions might say. Nothing is more honest than an orgasm. Fuck, seeing you so desperate to hold back is making me close. How about you, Daddy? You look angry. I know it's hard watching other men fuck the slut that you want to fuck. Because that is what you're angry about, isn't it, Dad? You're not mad that I became a cheap little cum dumpster. You knew that was all I was made to be. You're just mad that I'm not your cheap little cum dumpster, aren't you, Daddy? Oh, fuck, this is so hot. No, Mom, don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Look at me, Mommy. Watch me and come. Watch your daughter fulfill her true destiny, her purpose in life. To just be a fucking hole for men to dump their loads into. Watch it and come with me. Come with your daughter. Come as your daughter gets gangbanged by strangers. Come as I get bred and impregnated by one. Yeah, that's right. Your daughter's raw, unprotected womb and asshole are about to be fucking filled to the brim with hot, sticky, messy, thick cum. Coating my womb, my guts, and you're gonna come to it. You're gonna come to your daughter's holes getting gangbanged and filled up with nice, thick loads of cum. That's it, Mommy. Oh, that's it. Oh my God. I'm gonna come too. Holy fuck. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. God. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Look at that. Some of the guys in this circle came all over my body already. Fuck, I got bred so good. I bet your precious, darling daughter's gonna get pregnant. And the best part is that you came to footage of her getting gangbanged. I mean, how cute is that, right? Well, at least one of you did. Dad, come on, you're killing the mood. I mean, come on, Daddy. Look. Doesn't your precious little princess look good covered in thick, messy, sticky cum? I know I said that I wouldn't, but I just need to taste myself. No, I'm not talking about that hole. You guys should know better by now. Tasting my pussy is so tame. And you know what, Mommy? I want you to stroke Dad's cock nice and fast for this next part, okay? Because it's either that or the footage of this whole thing, including your reactions, goes live on every single porn site out there. So, stroke with the same speed as I get my throat fucked, or else. Make me taste my asshole. Please, Daddy, make me taste my ass. Oh, well, I should have said this, but I'm gonna pretend that it's Dad's cock. Dad, be sure to really picture me doing this to you, okay? This is really important to me, okay? This is not just a hobby or a phase, and I want you to take my desire to be the ultimate slut seriously. So, Dad, please stick that big daddy dick down my throat. Oh, I know it's just been inside my asshole. I know. But I'm a fucking slut for you, Daddy. And your precious darling daughter wants to taste her own asshole on her dad's fat fucking dick. That's it. Nice and rough, Dad. Cram it nice and deep so I'll never forget the fucking taste. God, you're stretching your daughter's throat so good, Daddy. Make me taste my ass on your cock, Dad. That's it. Come on. Nice and fast. Come down your daughter's throat. Yeah, you hold my head with your big daddy hands and skull fuck your daughter like a fleshlight. Come on, hump my tight, slick throat. Your precious princess. Your perfect daughter. Are you really gonna come down your daughter's throat? Your own daughter's throat? After fucking her ass? I think you should, Dad. Come for me, Daddy. Come on. Come for me, Dad. Come for me. Please. Come on, come down your daughter's throat. Them on the floor. Yes. Of course I'll lick it. Fuck. You don't have to push my face into the floor. Fuck. Daddy. Help. Your precious little daughter is being treated like a cheap whore, and all you can do is sit there and... Oh my God. I can't believe you actually came. Oh my God, I hadn't even noticed yet. No, Mom. Don't stop stroking yet. Daddy, I know just how to get those last drops of cum out. Guys, spit on me, shove me onto the floor, and make me lap up every last drop of cum that has hit the floor. Ow. Fuck. I can't even tell where the spit starts and the cum begins, so I guess I'll just have to lap it all up. God, Mommy. Watching you stroke Daddy's cum-covered cock is getting me ready for round two. Fuck, this is so hot. I am so glad you guys are so clearly supportive of my new lifestyle. You know, I'm really glad that I got to find and pursue my passion thanks to your words. I wouldn't be here without you guys. And don't worry, I'll be sure to be safe. I'll send you guys lots of pictures and video updates from now on, so you'll know exactly what your daughter is getting up to. I'll see you at spring break. Daddy, be sure to save up some of that cum and not jerk off to your daughter getting ass-to-mouth gangbanged for once, okay? And Mommy, I think you should let Daddy call out my name during sex from now on. We both know that's what you both want now, don't we? The more masturbation material you give me of my own daddy, the less likely I am to seek out mean, evil, perverted older men with huge cocks that just want to take advantage of me and ruin my holes for their pleasure. So, it's really up to both of you to see how much I get gangbanged and passed around campus. Anyways, love you guys. Mwah.